Passion.
Sorry, I'm
passion.
Passion.
This is not a passion for
Okay, good evening. It is Thursday, October 29th, 5:37. This is a training workshop at the Canyatillo Independent School Board of Trustees. And Sonia, would you please call?
Yes, ma'am. Ms.
Gracie.
Present.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Mrs. Gonzalez and Mrs. Quintana will not be with us this evening. I think they had personal issues.
All right, Ms. Medina.
Come in. She just said what came to her.
Ms. Medina.
Presently.
I know we have Ms. Quintana already for the record. Mr. Rodriguez.
Present.
Mrs. Searles.
Here.
And Mrs. Iglesias.
Here.
Item number two, training workshop. Trustees will participate in a level three continuing education board operating procedures workshop facilitated by David Casby Consulting for development.
It's David Kumpel, right?
I prefer David.
We prefer David too. Yes. Sonia and I discussed this. We're never comfortable with your last name, David. So we've just decided
you're just kind of giving up.
I actually prefer David. I'm not that formal.
Okay, how do
you
say your last name?
We just don't have to say your last name, so we don't say it.
I say my name correctly.
How do we say it?
Kumpel. I don't know. How do you say it?
Not well. We don't. It's been hard.
Kumpel.
Compliment.
Compliment.
There you go.
Okay, Sonia, we know.
That you've given us a direction.
Thank you, David. We're really happy to have you here tonight.
I'm glad to be here.
We know it's a cold and rainy, almost Halloween.
I know.
Night.
It kind of makes me want to hibernate that cold and rainy.
I know.
But I'm glad that we're finally having fall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We are.
We had one of the warmest Octobers I can ever remember.
It was warm.
In Austin.
Yeah, here too.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, hi, everybody. We're here to continue the work that we started in July with the operating procedures or anything else that we need to talk about. So. You all want to go ahead and grab a plate, or shall I start and then, okay.
Yeah, y'all want to, let's just start.
Why don't you grab a plate and, but I will have to say, you know, when you said they had personal issues, I even bathed today, so.
Oh, if thank you, man. If they it were afraid like of there me. Might have been a hair.
They were going for the Bridget Bardot thing.
So I got a story for you. So
what's that?
I was teaching a class because I teach digital marketing, mobile marketing, and social media, right?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And so I'm doing my class. It's 8 to 12. And around 10:30, 11 o'clock, the lights go out.
Oh.
Mind you, it's a computer class.
Oh, no.
Full screen, and I've got a class full of students.
Yeah, that was your whole class.
And I go, wow, I guess I gotta do this differently. I said, well, we'll see if the lights come back on. So. For an hour and a half, I teach a computer class without. And it worked well because I think a lot of times with computers, you get distracted and there's a lot of interaction. And Facebook, people have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
But having a one on one conversation with just the lights down, it was just so when you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. And I literally had to say, so here's the F. So go to the F, you go down. I had to like visualize
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned years ago, the hard way, to be prepared to do any presentation that I do without
PowerPoint.
Handouts,
without
a computer, because we were on our way to one of our spring conferences, and I pulled my laptop out of it, and it was sitting in the hood of the car for some reason, and yes.
No. Wow.
And there was another time that I was going to a conference, and that's when we used to ship our handouts ahead of time.
Yes,
and
we
used to
Pedro.
And they couldn't find it.
Dr. G.
Yeah, that was really good.
So I was like, I'm prepared.
I learned the hard way to have a printout for myself.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't be virtual. You can't, I mean, it's always a backup, too.
I got to tell you, joining us,
because it's
we were supposed to have the...
Just be prepared, right?
Yep.
Our bold Boy Scout thing.
Mondo, why don't you eat
them? I'll get some right now.
Mondo, what's in that bag you don't eat?
Huh?
And you don't, if you like your children get it or something, don't eat.
For decorations or on.
The pumpkin you eat.
Starts, except in our room,
but what's in the
this?
Yeah, you eat that.
And what's that for? For good luck or what?
No, you don't eat it.
And,
so.
Oh, historic. Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like so.
It wouldn't be the first time I meet so.
Right?
This is
yeah,
so
but were the other times willingly?
Right. Yeah, so sorry, it wouldn't be the first
well,
time
no,
I meet
so. My cupcake was so, remember?
Yes, it was.
I'll get some later.
Roast beef sandwiches.
No. He knows how to make macaroni and cheese. Open box, heat.
Yeah, but now they have those macaroni and cheese that are like in the containers. You put it in the microwave.
Oh my gosh.
You're not going to eat?
It's so easy.
I'll listen a little bit. Verbally. That's how I take roll.
Thank you.
Did you all see a lot of rain last week too?
Well, severe thunderstorms, so they came in, dumped a lot of water, took off. It wasn't consistent. Today they're pretty nice. Consistent rain, not a lot of severeness. Because we had hail. Bad hail.
Last week you got hail?
Yeah. So, to the point that, I mean, there was golf ball cups. Egg-size hail.
Egg-size?
Egg-size. Majority of it was either quarter-size or a nickel.
Yeah.
And it still damages your vehicles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anything over three-size can damage vehicles.
It looked like snow on the freeway.
Oh, wow.
Dr. G, are you
hurting
anything?
I went on
Monday. She's still in the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
But she's getting better, right?
Yeah. It's doctor says it's pretty serious.
Wow. Pneumonia at her age is very serious.
Well, yeah, at her age.
So, it's going to be a slow recovery for her. Mm-hmm. When I was there, he said,
really?
I need you to eat, and eat.
Wow. And she's very so thin.
Very, very thin.
And frail.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So she has some kind of horrible something. That if you have this horrible something, that you either have cancer or you have AIDS.
Wow.
But she has the horrible something and has neither.